is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has reaffirmed that the Indonesian National Armed Forces serves as the bedrock of national defense, with a duty to protect the entire nation and a readiness to make the ultimate sacrifice. He delivered these remarks during his address at the institution's 80th anniversary celebration. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, stated the Indonesian National Armed Forces plays an important role in supporting food security efforts across various regions in the country. Minister Zulkifli, popularly known as Zulhas, emphasized the military's contribution extends beyond national defense, noting its involvement in humanitarian efforts and national resilience. He made the statement in Jakarta on Sunday. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma, your companion on this marvelous Monday, October day 6, 2025. Going to be here as always to present various updates, information, programs, music, everything's all about Indonesia. So stay tuned on voinews.id or RRI Digital mobile app.
Kata-kata dari mulutmu memang berbahaya. Kau permainkan hatiku dengan berbagai cara. Mata bibirmu sentuhku sampai ku tak bersuara. Lihat arogansimu, ku malah lemah tak berdaya.
Boy, yeah. careful, broken all the rules.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lala Huta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Bonnie Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lala Huta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end their relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lala Huta. Enjoy the song.
Kini perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku. Jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
From the ocean, cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture, ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea. Many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. an Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Yes, it is. How wonderful Indonesia it is. And now we'd like to bring the wonderful Indonesia precisely from Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, where the 2025 MotoGP Indonesia Grand Prix was held there, and two Gresini racing riders climbed the podium at the 2025 MotoGP Indonesia Grand Prix on Sunday, October 5th. Spanish rookie Fermin Aldeguer claimed a stunning victory, while his teammate Alex Marquez secured third place behind Red Bull KTM's Pedro Acosta. The win marks Aldeguer's first MotoGP triumph in his debut season at just 20 years and 183 days old. He becomes the second youngest rider ever to win a MotoGP race, surpassed only by Marc Marquez, who achieved the feat at 20 years and 63 days in Austin, Texas in 2013. Aldeguer crossed the finish line with a time of 14 minutes and 58.730 seconds, followed by Acosta and Alex Marquez. The race began dramatically in the opening sector when reigning world champion Marc Marquez clipped the rear of Marco Bezzecchi's bike. Both riders crashed and were forced to retire early. Moments later, Juan Mir also lost control and exited the race on the second lap. The closing laps delivered more twists. On lap 23, Alex Marquez overtook Rins to move into second. When the checkered flag waved, Aldeguer held strong to claim a career-defining first win, followed by Acosta and Alex Marquez securing a memorable double podium for Gresini Racing. Well, congratulations for all of the winners. And of course, Indonesia is also really proud of holding MotoGP Indonesia Grand Prix 2025 at the Mandalika Circuit in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, with its breathtaking view. So if you want to see for yourself the wonderful Indonesia in Mandalika, let's come and visit Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love.
Indonesia.
Bagaikan bulan, walau berdinding kelam dan dingin, ku merangkai kata dari sebuah tanya, semua terbang terbawa angin.
Ku cemburu pada malam yang selalu
tanpa cinta, tak pernah ada.
ada cinta yang lain. Hatiku terbuka hanya untukmu.
Duhai cinta, enggan menawar rasa. Gelombang maramu terlalu berlebih.
Berderit-derit bunyi jantungku bila ku kenang wajahmu. Biar jauh jarak pandang kita, namun hati dan jiwaku selalu merasa di sisimu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuang amak pardenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru pada potang, nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asa marguru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This Regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and 2 Simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by 5 different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh
Gendang telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, Gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of Gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Okay. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, in today's music corner, we will play a song from Bali entitled Dewa Ayu. The song Dewa Ayu was composed by Ima Dewayan. The song itself, Dewa Ayu, is a nickname for girls from a high case in Bali. The lyrics tell about a girl who is learning to dance. Alright listener, here is the song from Bali, Dewa Ayu by Lydia. Enjoy!